Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us now is author, lawyer, and founder of JunkScience.com that's been around since 1995, folks. Please join me in welcoming Steve Malloy to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Let me tell you a little bit about Steve. He was an adjunct scholar at the Libertarian Cato Institute. And he's an adjunct scholar at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He also holds a BA from John Hopkins, a Master of Health Sciences and Biostatistics from John Hopkins. He's also a lawyer from the University of Baltimore, Master of Laws from Georgetown. He's a real smart guy and has used the term junk science in public debate, which he defines as faulty scientific data and analysis used to advance special and often hidden agendas. He is an expert on this issue as it relates to the Ohio train derailment. So I want to welcome Steve to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Show. So Steve, this past week, I have been furious at the response of everybody to the people living in Palestine, Ohio. It seems that the forgotten man that Joe Biden spoke about in the State of the Union is clearly living in Palestine, Ohio. Talk to us.
Well, Judge, thanks for having me. I agree. People are very angry in Palestine because the EPA, Department of Transportation, the Biden administration generally, plus Norfolk Southern, have all let them down. I mean, Norfolk Southern has nuked the town. EPA came in, Department of Transportation, State of Ohio, and no one has been able to give the people there the information they want. They know the people there know something's wrong, but EPA has withheld data. The EPA administrator didn't show up till late this week, 2 weeks after the accident. This has just been a disaster. They're telling people that everything is okay, don't worry. But of course, people smell things in the air. They smell things in their home. They see things in the water. EPA says the exposures are safe. But of course, we don't really know what these people were exposed to when. And so I think that, Norfolk Southern is going to own every illness in this town going forward because everything is going to be blamed on this accident.
So you say that Norfolk Southern has nuked the town. I want to talk about what was on those trains. We know that there was vinyl chloride on the train. We also know that there was semolina, which is a wheat. There is also frozen vegetables, a food. So what we've got are food products on a same rail road and cars that chemically hazardous materials are on. How is that even allowed in America?
Well, that's a good question. And I don't know that we really know everything that was on that train, what chemicals were there. I mean, this is a whole problem with the government. And who trusts the government at this point? Let's recall that, EPA, for example, said the air was safe at ground zero. And of course it wasn't. The government has said it was safe at the burn pits in Iraq. Of course it wasn't. EPA screwed up the Flint lead, water crisis. EPA screwed up the Animas River, with its shenanigans and then lied about it. And so who trusts any of these people? Pete Buttigieg has not been there. Michael Reagan took him a long time to get there. We don't, EPA withheld the exposure data, just kept telling people it's safe. Who trusts any of this stuff? We really need an investigation. I heard Mike DeWine last week say that, they had these, weekend National Guard guys doing modeling to decide whether how they were going to handle that train car that was warming and which led to the controlled burn. I'd like to see that modeling. There's no air quality data for the day of the burn. I mean, this whole thing is just a cluster. It's not getting better.
Well, it clearly is not getting better. And to be honest with you, I just want to make one comment about Pete Buttigieg. The guy is incompetent. He was a small town mayor who gets a job as a secretary of transportation, doesn't show up for work for several months when we've got the supply chain problem and COVID, because he's a new parent. And then we have the worst airplane debacle in terms of delays and in terms of flights not even getting off the ground for months. He doesn't even discuss Palestine, Ohio, until somebody requires him to do it in a tweet. And then he does it in a tweet like 10 days later. This guy has never showed up. How dare these people even take a check from us?
Right. Well, how about Michael Reagan? I mean, Michael Reagan, in the 2 weeks since that accident, Michael Reagan has been traveling the country, going to Kansas, going to North Carolina, talking about electric school buses, talking about spending Inflation Reduction Act money, talking about their stupid climate agenda. But what his job should have been in East Palestine, Ohio, where they actually had an environmental catastrophe. Is he there? No. Why? Because he's an empty suit, and they want to avoid that like the plague. But of course, he was forced to go there. All these people should resign. This whole diversity thing is not working out.
Yep.
They
yep.
need actual experts at these agencies, people that care, want to do the jobs, not these political clowns that are just interested in the Biden political agenda.
Well, one of the problems is that, Mike DeWine, who's supposed to be a good governor, I've been very disappointed in him. He didn't ask for FEMA until, I think, Thursday or Friday. And, then they say, well, you're not FEMA eligible. First of all, Mike DeWine should have been out there on day one. And he didn't show up to the meeting the public meeting. These poor people are being asked to sign a disclaimer so that they can't sue this Norfolk Southern railroad. And then we had another railway incident, I think in Detroit, same railroad. I mean, why is this stuff not carried on a pipeline? Why are these small, poor cities in the crosshairs of this place?
Well, I don't know that they could transport, the limited amounts of vinyl chloride by pipeline, but there is something to be said about the 1,000 train wrecks that happen every year. You and I went to law school. We know that torts is filled with terrible stories of train wrecks. These things kind of always happen. But the problem is the government response, especially now. I mean, this is really bad. This was a catastrophe, and no one was there. Mike DeWine, he's a nice guy, but he's a weak governor, even though he is a Republican. He's a weak governor. His response has been disappointing. It's like he's not even using his brain. He's just, if you don't tell him something, he doesn't know anything.
Well,
the water's safe, the water's
shame.
Not safe. It's a shame.
It is a shame. And, in the end, you've got people who are saying they've got these problems and they're washing and they're supposed to brush their teeth with water when, shouldn't Norfolk Southern not only pay for hotels? And let me ask you this. We pay in New York City for illegals who committed a crime to come into the United States. They broke the law. We put them in high-end hotels in New York City. And these poor people in Palestine, Ohio, they don't have a hotel. They have people lying to them saying it's okay when the fish are dead. There are no birds in the sky. They've got all kinds of issues with their skins and rashes and their throats, and it's not safe. And you see a plume. You literally see a plume. You talk about law school. I mean, this is, this is knowledge. This is foreseeable. And they're telling everybody it's safe. I don't want to hear from this guy from EPA. And I want the experts to be objective experts, not the same ones they use for chemical spills that the big corporations pay for. I want a third party objective person in there testing.
Well, absolutely. And I don't even know if those people exist because EPA certifies all these labs. And these labs are dependent on funding from EPA and, companies like Norfolk Southern. So independent, hard to come by. But you're absolutely right. I mean, Norfolk Southern, that accident nuked this town. And, you know, it's the responsibility of Norfolk Southern and the government, because the government should, you know, someone should be, inspecting these trains to make sure that, especially in a train that's carrying vinyl chloride. Okay. EPA has been telling us for the last 50 years, vinyl chloride is a terribly toxic chemical. There's no safe exposure per EPA. And here they conduct this burn where, you know, they burn 1 million gallons of this stuff. And then EPA wants you to believe that you can just come in the next day and it's safe.
All right, Steve Malloy, I want to thank you for helping us this morning, giving us some insight into what's going on in Palestine, Ohio. God bless these people. I hope they have some options in the end. Thank you for joining us on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers show. Take care. All right. And up next, I will be speaking with China expert Gordon Chang. We're going to be talking about President Biden's presser on how he gave China a pass, but he took down those other balloons that apparently are nothing. It's all coming up right here on the Red Apple Audio Network.